As best I can remember, I wrote my first article on special needs trusts in 1988, which was 30 years ago. And a lot has changed in the last 30 years, but a number of things have actually stayed the same. So now we have a lot more attorneys practicing in this area. We have financial advisors, care managers, many trustees here. We have a lot more activity throughout the special needs planning field, a lot more people playing different roles. What I'm going to go through is some of the soft stuff, kind of what Christina was talking about with the recipe approach, the anti-recipe approach, the more the trying to muddle and push. And I think that that's important for us to do, is actually take some time to gather data, muddle through some things where choices are made, and then push on various strategies. So the principles that I want to go through are very quickly, first, do no harm. Second, select navigators. Third, round up the resources. Fourth, build and design a beneficiary service center. Fifth, project the future, travel through time. And sixth, go back and forth, think of a game of ping pong between objectives and options. And seventh, this constant stream of implementing, monitoring, assessing, revising, and repeating. So if you'll start on the first page of the paper to just look at each of those in a little bit more depth, and then we'll go through the paper in even more depth.